You are listening to Morning Edition here on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. Computer science students at Morehouse College are working on a project to help save young minority men from incarceration. They've created a tool that uses visualization technology to help organizations analyze data from more than 200 youth facilities nationwide. The goal is to help these detention centers determine which reforms are working and which ones are not. Joining us now is Kenneth Gaucher. He is the director of the Culturally Relevant Computing Lab at Morehouse College. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you've created this tool and it uses visualization technology. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and then what does it do?
Tool does a couple things. With the visualization piece, we want to make sure that we're tracking data from juvenile detention centers across the nation. And by having the visualization piece, we can actually make our data come to life. So people can easily sort through and see trends in different interventions that that particular county has implemented, right? So let's say ankle bracelets. If they use ankle bracelets instead of actually incarceration, then they can actually see with graphs and charts and things like that, how effective that's been over a span of different years, and even compare them with other counties that use that technology or compare with other forms of discipline. So it's been really good. It's, sites have really picked up on it, and it's been really popular.
So, Kenneth, why is the data so valuable?
Man, the data is really extremely valuable because stakeholders take this data to their local jurisdictions, right? And by having that data, if they can have data that shows that by not locking a kid up, you can actually, punish them or give them some type of alternative punishment just to incarceration, the numbers don't lie. And so that judge might be more willing, or that county might be more willing, to give that student maybe that house arrest versus actually incarcerating them. And by having the data and say, hey, you know, this has worked at these many sites, it's been this effective, these youth have not gotten in trouble again by having the house arrest, right? That makes a big deal. Yeah. That's really effective.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie.
Right.
I see. The Culturally Relevant Computing Lab, it's believed to be the only facility of its kind that exclusively targets Black male undergraduates. But on the flip side, there are many who have said that the criminal justice system, although unfairly, it targets young Black males as well. So I can't help but think that this is pretty personal for your students, this kind of work that they're doing. Is there a desire, do you think, to help men that look like them? Is there a desire for that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's students that come out that, you know, we have, fortunately, we have funding from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. So we're able to pay the students a stipend to work with the project. But it's students that will work for free, honestly. You know, it's something that's important to them. And even students that are not interested in that particular part of computer science still want to get involved because they know how impactful that is as Black men to be able to be a part of a project like this.
All right. So what's next?
Wow. What's next? I mean, it's endless possibilities. What we're really trying to work on now is figure out ways that we can be able to come up with conclusions about what the data means and be able to bring in maybe some other data that we don't collect strictly from the sites themselves. So, I mean, we have to think about things like, what if you got a new judge in that county? You know, you might have different spikes in your data, good or bad, based on that new judge. How do you factor that in and visualize and see how effective the actual intervention is versus these other factors, right? And so that's pretty much it. It's a lot of work in just that by itself.
We've been speaking with Kenneth Gaucher. He's the director of the Culturally Relevant Computing Lab at Morehouse College. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.